Welcome to They Mostly Podcast at Night, episode 160, Tucker and Dale versus Evil.
The perfect podcast with a high body count.
Yeah, what is our body count?
Oh my god, our body count must be in the millions.
No, it's thousands. How many episodes we've done.
Oh, I thought it was how many people. Oh, okay, never mind.
Yeah.
Moving on.
How many episodes we've done.
I was also thinking, too, how many movies we've watched with body counts, add them all up together, of how many people have died.
Oh my gosh. I want to know.
That's in the thousands, I bet. No, it's not in the thousands. We only have 160 episodes.
Oh, no, we have more than that because we have a couple that were not released and we have a couple that were not numbered.
True.
So we do actually have more than 160.
Interesting. Yeah, we'll have to count them up when we're bored one day.
Yeah.
So one day at work, let's do that. Just kidding. I'm never bored at work.
I don't have time to be bored at work.
Me either. Hello, Cass.
Hello, Carnage.
Are you pumped about today's episode like I am?
I am so pumped.
So we should probably explain, as many of you longtime followers and listeners have realized, this is actually It's a reboot episode from our very first episode. Of course, Tucker and Dale versus Evil. We have chosen to reboot it because as it was our first episode, A, we had no idea what the fuck we were doing. B, there's no format at all. So if you go listen to it, it's like 30 minutes long of fangirling, basically. And C, we had horrible sound equipment. So we decided, you know what?
And D, I still don't know what I'm doing, but I didn't know more what I was doing than editing.
Now that we're seasoned professionals, 3 years later.
I still am a terrible editor. Don't get me wrong.
You're not. That's fine. I'm a terrible podcast host, so there we go.
You are not.
We're professionals now, though.
Sure.
I mean, we've actually gotten paid for this. Not really. I mean, I think somebody bought a bumper sticker. But
somebody bought a shirt.
Oh, somebody bought a shirt.
We've sold little kids' clothes, is awesome. And post photos of them?
You know what? I thought we did. Maybe I'll have to repost them again, though.
I think we should.
They're fucking adorable in them.
Yes.
So. But we've decided to revisit this episode, make it more in our format, and kind of take a look at it again. So we rewatched the movie, so we're not going on memory. We did rewatch it this week, and
yeah,
we're going to stick it in our normal format. So I'm going to take away as to who we are and what we do, really, if you're new.
If this is your first episode, hi.
Don't leave. It gets better.
Don't leave. It gets better. Don't leave. That's up there with thank you, shut up.
And such a bitch.
We are the Mostly Podcast at Night.
Mostly.
We are two best friends of 20 years who bicker and banter our way through a different horror movie each week. We take turns picking the flicks. And we base it usually on what we want to watch, but and to that end, I, Chaos.
What the fuck are you doing? Your face.
I'm stabbing it with scissors.
Stop
you ask.
Stabbing your face. The hell are you? We're on Zoom right now.
We can see each other. This is bad. I'm not used to her being able to see.
And I've just given up. I'm in my pajamas still, so. But yeah, Chaos is stabbing face with scissors.
Well, I mean, like, not drawing blood.
It's so weird to watch.
Okay, I stopped. I put the scissors down.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Great. Now she picked up a machete. Okay, Cass. It's going the wrong way, Cass.
Now I don't remember what I was talking about, so that's on you.
Best friend of 20 years.
Oh, I was saying, to that end, I like older horror movies. Carnage kind of likes, you know, you like both, but you tend...
I really like the 90s.
Yeah, well, that's old, too. But I thought you like more recent stuff, too,
oh, yeah,
than I do.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Yeah, but you do especially love 90s horror, which we fight about a lot. And you will get more of this ahead. Also, swearing and spoilers ahead. If you want to check out this movie, it is not streaming for free anywhere that we could find, unfortunately. But you can find it pretty much anywhere to rent.
Can't or you can buy it for like a dollar more, as I found out. So, and buy it, because it's an awesome movie.
You can buy it for a dollar more than you can rent it?
Yeah, it was Amazon was $3.99 to rent, and it was $5 to buy it.
Wow.
So I spent a dollar and a penny, and I bought it. But now I own it forever, though, so I love that.
Why is that never, like, I want the special edition Pumpkinhead. Why can't that be $5?
Oh, well, that's special edition. Hello. Hello.
I know, but I can't help it. I need the special edition Pumpkinhead. I need it.
Like a limb? You need like another limb? Or like another cat? On the scale of need, where it's a bowl of cereal or a liver transplant, how much do you need it?
I would say... Oh my god, you're weird.
Shut up!
Weird. Deflecting. It's okay. Answer. I'm trying to think. I think a limb is a little strong.
Okay.
But hell yeah, what the hell, go for it. A limb, sure.
A limb.
Why not?
So not quite a liver transplant, but a limb. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Higher level there on the scale.
If I don't have the special edition of Pumpkinhead, how will I find out more about Pumpkinhead for our Pumpkinhead episode?
Which is happening never, so, you know, whatever.
Which is definitely happening soon. No.
Yeah, when hospital happens. Hey, question for you. Do you have the special edition of this DVD? Because I think I have the basic one. Of Tucker and Dale. Because apparently, there's a special feature where it's told through the college kid's eyes.
Oh, yeah. That's one of my special features for
my DVD.
Have
you seen it?
No, I haven't watched it.
Okay, we have to watch that next. I'm just saying.
Oh, my gosh. I feel so bad that we haven't watched that for this.
Yeah, I just found out about it. I'm like, so since we're doing this in the new format, I researched it like we research all of our movies now. Like, we never did before in the beginning. You know, we didn't really get that in depth in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I found that. I'm like, oh my god, we have to watch this. It's fantastic. We have to see it from the college kid's point of view. This is great. Anyway, so should I just tell them what we did? I think I should. We did, as you probably know, you know, because we already said it like 500 times. We did Tucker Dale versus Evil. It was an hour and 29 minutes long. It had a 7.5 on the IMDb scale. It was rated R, and it was done in 2010. What about that tomato meter?
So glad that you asked. The tomato meter is certified fresh at an 85%. Critics' consensus, like the best horror slash comedies, Tucker and Dale versus Evil mines its central crazy joke for some incredible scares, laughs, and believe it or not, heart. Audience score, just about the same at an 84%.
Don't blame them at all. Are you ready with cast?
So ready. How far are we going with cast?
All the way to Mike. Because I found out Mike is important. Like, I was like, maybe Mike's not important. Mike's the one that yeets himself into the wood chipper, so he's pretty damn important.
Oh, okay. So Dale was Tyler Labine.
He was actually in Little Evil, which we also did. He was in Super Troopers 2 and Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
Tucker was Alan Tudyk,
who we love from Firefly, Dollhouse, and Suburgatory.
And Con Man.
And well, other things too, yes. Con Man too.
Allison was Katrina Bowden.
She was from 30 Rock, The Bold and the Beautiful, and Piranha 3DD.
Oh my gosh, I almost watched that.
We are going to be watching that, so.
Oh, are we?
Yeah, it's supposed to be horror comedy, so we're going to love it. You know that, right?
I hope so. Well, I'm glad that I didn't watch it then, because then we can watch it for the podcast. Because I almost did for reals. Because I watched the original Piranha, then I watched the 90s remake Piranha, and then it was like, Prime suggested I watch Piranha Double D.
Yeah, we're going to watch that together. So cool. Don't watch it without me.
Okay.
So we can have the first viewing together. Okay.
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 Chad. Chad, my man, I am so glad to be back here revisiting this movie. And Chad.
Explain why. Explain why you're excited about Chad.
Well, Chad is the Chad. He is the Chad that all other Chads are based off of. Chad is our Chad Award. I've said that name too many times.
I know. Chad, Chad, Chad.
Chad, 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 Chad. The award in which that aforementioned person is a giant jerk. Beyond jerk, when words cannot express what a complete, like, piece of shit this person is. And it's not, like, allowed to be the main bad guy. I know Chad's kind of the bad guy, but he's not, like, the original bad guy. I don't know. So it's not, you're not allowed to make it the main bad guy, because, of course, they're a piece of shit. They're the bad guy. But, a Chad is just someone, usually he can be like a traitor among the main group, or he can even be one of the antagonists, just a lesser antagonist who just, you just, oh my God, what a piece of shit. AKA dickhole. I think we established it as that.
That was,
we call it something
week,
different like
again.
Every week. Dickhole was last week.
I like to call him a douche canoe. That's my favorite.
That's a good one also. So that's why I'm excited to see Chad again, because he is our original. So the sheriff was...
Oh, we didn't say who Chad was, though.
Oh, I didn't say who Chad was after all that. Oh, my God.
Poor Chad. Poor Jesse.
Chad, you were played by Jesse Moss.
He was in Final Destination 3, which is going to be coming up soon. The Uninvited and Mary-Kate and Ashley in Action.
Oh, don't you just think that you get everything that you want, but you get to deny me what I want.
Oh, you're going to watch Pumpkinhead. I know it's going to happen. I know it's going to happen. It's okay.
And we're going to talk about the one Pumpkinhead that took place at the cemetery where they were giving people, instead of giving people ashes, they were giving people concrete.
Don't spoil this for me. I don't know anything about this, so don't spoil it for me.
No spoilers. So the sheriff was Philip Granger.
He was in Ghost Wars Upload, and he's going to be in it just came out last year, Batwoman.
He's in a lot of little stuff. Like, I see him in little parts, like, all over the place. Every time he pops up in something, I'm always like, I recognize that guy. Yeah, I like that guy. But he's always in these little parts like this. Jason was Brandon McLaren.
He was in She's the Man, Ransom, and Slasher.
Oh, cool. You watched Slasher, right?
Yes, I did. I like Slasher.
Have you seen all the seasons?
I don't know if I saw the last season yet. I gotta go back and check.
I don't know how many seasons they're up to. I just
saw 3 seasons of it, so I don't know if there's a fourth season out, but I have trouble watching it because no one else in my household wants to watch it ever. So it's kind of like whenever I can get the TV alone at 2 a.m. when I've got insomnia, that's when I get to watch it. So, yeah.
Oh, that's a great time to be watching that show.
Of course it is. Yes, exactly. Exactly. Yes.
I want to see it. I just always forget about it.
I should watch it sometime. Because if I watch it for the podcast, I get to claim the TV for my own during that time slot. So we should watch it for the podcast at some point.
Yeah, when we do.
I know, we got to do Hannibal first.
Yeah.
I was telling Cass before we started this, I was like, last time we did this episode, Cass had all these notes and I had nothing. I was going off the cuff. This time I'm going with the notes and Cass is going off the cuff.
Yep.
Because that's how we roll, kids. That's how we roll.
That's how we roll. So Naomi is Christy Lang.
Arrow, iZombie, and Once Upon a Time.
Oh, sweet. I love iZombie.
I do too.
Chloe is Chilean Simmons.
She was also in Final Destination 3. She was in John Tucker Must Die and Good Luck, Chuck.
Chuck was Travis Nelson.
He was in Dark Hearts and Haunting Melissa.
Todd was Alexander Arsenault.
He was in Battlestar Caprica and When Calls the Heart, which just bothers me, that title.
And these guys are the fraternity guys.
Yeah, they're the college kids.
The college kids. Mitch was Adam. Any idea on that last name? Beauchamp.
Yeah. He was in You, Me, Her, and Project MC Squared.
He needs to be in more things.
I liked
Mitch.
Too.
And Mike was Joseph Sutherland.
He was in Passchendaele and The Christmas Train, which just sounds like a horrible movie, but I digress. Train that is Christmas all year long? No, doesn't happen. Do you want a little summary?
Sure. I would love to have one of Carnage's famous 5-second summaries.
Okay. College kids go to forest, meet hillbillies that want to kill them. Maybe, maybe not. And things go awry.
Indeed, things do go awry.
I love this movie. Is it Tyler Labine and Alan Tudyk are so good together?
They really had such great chemistry.
Not to complain about the actors playing the college kids, but fucking Tyler and Alan made this movie. Mm-hmm. Like 100%. Like 100%. Like, you could have replaced any one of the actors playing the college kids or Allison, but you couldn't replace those two.
Right.
I firmly believe this.
No, I agree with you. 100%.
Sorry
to say, college kids.
Sorry, college kids. Sorry, college kids.
Not that we didn't love you.
Did you listen to this episode? The episode we did last time before this?
A while ago.
It's just so funny how we're like, we just quote it. We're just talking about it. I don't know. Just, I listened to it now. It's like, what were we doing? We had no clue what we were doing.
No idea.
We just ended up quoting the whole movie, basically.
Yeah, I think.
Not doing the summary, but quoting it.
I think we just quoted the whole movie. Yeah, I remember that.
Well, this time we're going to do it right. So the movie starts off and then things go right. No, I'm just kidding.
but they do.
You got Tucker and Dale. They're headed to their summer home, which is awesome. They've put all this money into this little cabin, which is adorable. But they're in town getting supplies, which it's kind of like a little, it's a rundown little hillbilly town. I mean, it is what it is, you know?
Yeah, I saw so many of these when I lived in Georgia.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a real thing then?
Yeah, oh, totally.
Living in Ohio, we don't get a lot of these, so I'll have to go on a road trip and try to find it. I'm trying to find your hillbilly gas station. Can you direct me to your hillbilly gas station, please? Anyway, the college kids are out on a lark for spring break. Instead of going to Miami or where the fuck do kids go to spring break? I don't even know anymore. I'm so old.
Cancun? I don't know.
They decide to go camping. It's like the rich kids decided they want to pretend to be poor kids for the week. Because as a poor kid, this is what we did every summer vacation. We went camping. That was our trip. Where the other kids were going like to Disney or to Europe. We went camping. So it's kind of like a reverse. Yep. Like the rich kids want to pretend to be poor for a week. And go camping in a forest. Well, they run into Tucker. They run into Tucker and Dale. And Dale's interested in Allison.
Yeah.
He wants to talk her up, but unfortunately he doesn't, and I always get this word wrong. Is it a scythe?
Yeah, it's a scythe.
I always want to say Sith. I don't know why. I guess Sith Lord. He approaches her with a scythe in hand. And of course it scares the shit out of all of them because they just think he's like this murdering hillbilly.
This hick with a giant murderous contraption.
Even after they're like, he's like, sorry. They just think he's so creepy. So they run off, and then I gotta mention it this time because we didn't mention it last time, and I forgot about this scene, and it's one of the funniest scenes to me. Tucker and Dale are headed to their cabin and they're drinking these beers, which we don't endorse drunk driving, kids, but you know. So the cops pulling them over, and Dale's trying to hide the beer. How does he? It's caught on Tucker's zipper. It gets stuck there. And as the cop pulls up, he finally pulls himself away from Dale's lap, on Tucker's lap, and his shirt's pulled off. So you know what it looks like, and it looks pretty great. And the cop's just like, oh my god. I'm sorry, I overstaffed you. I'm really sorry.
The cop is totally freaked out by them.
Anyway, they make it to this cabin, which for them it's perfect, but it's run down.
They're so excited.
Massive work. And it's obviously this old murdery cabin because you go in, they're like, oh, they collected newspapers, but it's always clipping to people all, that die.
They were all clippings from the killings that had happened.
But all they focus on is, ooh, coupon, no expiration date.
Yeah, they find a chili cheese dog coupon and no expiration date. And that's all that they care about. That's all they notice about.
Oh, and the board games.
And then the board games they notice, yeah.
So they're looking at this cabin, you know, what they have to do to fix it up. Meanwhile, the college kids make up their camp and they're telling ghost stories. And Chad, cause he's so wonderful, tells this story that his grandmother used to tell him.
Yeah.
About college kids in the same area that were then murdered by these hillbillies, or a hillbilly, as it turns out.
Murdered by hillbillies.
And the one that survived was his mother, who was then institutionalized.
Shortly after having him.
Yep. And I love the scene where it's it's set back in the 90s, and they're listening to Pump Up the Jam, which we were singing earlier.
Pump up the jams.
The first killing is the circular saw blade right through the head.
Yes.
That's my favorite killing of the flashback.
The best one.
So they decide, after telling the story, they're gonna go skinny dipping, but in their boxers. I'm not sure they got the memo as to how to skinny dip, just saying. So most of the college kids go off skinny dipping, but then Chad the douche canoe, and this is the first reason, one of the first reasons why he gets this, well, no, like the third or fourth reason why he gets this this title. He corners Allie and tries to assault her. He does assault, sexually assault her.
Yeah, and he tries to kiss her.
and tell her that she wants it. Yeah. But she wants it. I hate him. I hate this guy. Oh, God, I hate this guy.
Yeah.
Luckily, she gets away. She separates from the group. And she's going to go skinny dip in her underwear on her own.
Yeah, I don't know why on her own. That didn't make much sense to me. It's like, go be with the others. You don't want to be by yourself. It's like, what if Chad comes back? I would be like sticking with the group.
Exactly. Especially if you're in your underwear and Chad comes back. No mas at all.
Yeah.
But it's dark. It's nighttime. And Tucker and Dale are out night fishing, which is illegal, by the way. But anyway. Yeah. Was that night hunting? I can't remember.
Night
now.
Hunting is illegal. I don't Maybe know night fishing night is not fishing.
Legal. I don't They're Tucker's peeping on the girls while Dale's trying to tell him that. And Allison's up on this big rock, and Dale calls Tucker's name. She hears him, panics, and falls down into the water, hits her head on a rock. Doesn't reemerge. So Dale's got to go in and save her ass. And you love this part, because don't say my name, Dale.
Yes, when, what does he say when he says, Dale, when a cute college girl's prancing around or something like that, you do not say my name.
Scream my name. This is the first of many quotable lines from this movie. As we said last time, this is, they go and save Allie, and they're like, they're trying to row towards the college kids, and they say, I'm going to let you say this because you have the southern accent.
Oh, I
don't know. We got your friends. College kids, we got your
friends. We got your friends. I don't know. I can't even do it anymore.
Kids, we got your friend.
Friend.
And,
that's how you say it in Georgia. Friend.
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 Oh, go ahead.
If I was just going to say that the rule is if it's one syllable, it's two syllables. If it's two syllables, it becomes one syllable.
Give me an example.
Like friend is one syllable. Friend.
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 So it becomes friend.
So friend becomes friend.
Friend. Okay. Give me an example of two syllables that becomes one syllable. Tiger. What would tiger be?
Tiger. Tiger. It doesn't work with everything. Lion. It's just lion. Like
a lion would become lion.
Like there would be there.
There.
That's another. That's not the what you asked for though.
It's still amusing though.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, good to know.
That's the rule of thumb that's usually employed, especially for one syllable words, though, for some reason.
And Cass has lived in Georgia, so she knows from experience.
For 8 years. Yes. My formative years of my life I spent in Georgia with a bad Georgian accent. it's thick down there. And I came up here and some kid was like, where are you from, Georgia? And I was like, how could you tell?
no way of knowing.
No.
Well, instead of going to rescue their friend, they run away from her and the hillbillies.
Yeah. Oh my God, they've got Allison. And then they run away instead of like to try to rescue her or anything. Yeah.
I don't want friends like this. You rescue me if hillbillies come for us, okay? If hillbillies take me, you rescue me. Promise me right now.
Yeah, sure. No problem. I speak
hillbilly. I promise you the same. Okay.
I'm half hillbilly, just like Chad.
Oh, that's true. Hey, that's all the way to the end. Spoiler. Just kidding.
Spoiler alerts.
Oh, hi. Sorry. So they take Allison back and they're kind of nursing her back to health, I guess you would say.
Yeah. Well, they're figuring that they're gonna like either their friends are gonna show up, her friends will show up the next day, or they'll go find them, and so they're just like keeping her comfortable and making sure she's all right. while they wait for that the next day. Like, then the next day comes and Tucker or Dale gets up and makes her pancakes and brings them into her, and she starts screaming when she sees him. And, oh, it's the pancakes. You don't like pancakes. Oh, my gosh. And he turns around and runs out of the room.
Love him. He's so sweet.
Yeah. So then later he comes back with scrambled eggs and bacon. And he's like, please tell me you don't hate eggs.
Meanwhile, Tucker's outside doing some work around the house. And Dale's inside with Allie playing trivia games, his favorite board game, which we're introduced to his weird mind where he remembers everything.
Yeah, he's dumb as a stump, he says, but he remembers everything he ever heard.
And they're, Allie and him are getting to know each other, which is nice, but the college kids are mounting a search party for her. Like, you couldn't rescue her last night, but you're going to try to rescue her today now that it's, you know, cold stone date light. They send one of their friends out. I want to say it's Todd out for,
Mitch to get goes the cop. Out first.
Mitch. Oh. No, to get the cop.
I to get the Todd. Cop. No, wasn't it Brent who had the dad who's, it was his dad's car.
Maybe it was his. Okay.
Or no, Chuck. Because she goes, Chad sent Chuck off with the truck. It was Chuck.
Chuck, okay. Thank you. So Chuck goes off to the truck and the rest all go and find the cabin. And yeah, Mitch is the one that loses. I think they play, paper, scissors? Rock, paper, scissors?
Yeah. They play a few games of it, actually.
And he wins, I don't know if you'd say win. He gets to go up there. And he's about ready to knock on the door. But unfortunately, Tucker's chainsawing into this tree stump and hits a beehive. So he comes running with his chainsaw. He doesn't drop the chainsaw. He comes running with the chainsaw running behind the house, screaming and running, which Mitch thinks he's running at him with the chainsaw. And he starts running too.
Yeah, so Mitch turns around, starts running in the like around the same direction. So like Tucker is chasing him when Tucker's just running from bees.
I love this part because eventually Tucker actually starts to pass Mitch, and Mitch is looking at him like, "Wait a minute."
Yeah, like, "Wait a minute, why aren't you chasing me? You're passing me. What's going on?" And then just as he starts to question that, he gets impaled. Oh, man. These kids all get the Nestor Award. We didn't even have these awards. Oh, my gosh.
Mm-mm. We didn't have any awards back then.
Nope.
Yeah, he passed himself right on a tree branch, a nice, sharp, cheap tree branch. And then he sees the bee man on his nose.
Yep.
I love that. And the college kids, of course, find his body and think that Tucker did that to him.
Yep.
Which I argue about this. He has a saw. Why would he bother impaling him on a
I know. It doesn't make any sense.
So now they're totally up for mounting arms to take out these hillbillies.
Exploitation.
They go back to the cabin, though. And they think that Dale is beating up Allie. Because they hear them talking. And Dale tells Tucker, well, I'm just going to finish Allie up. Meaning, he's going to finish Allie the game.
And the game, yeah.
And they leave a note on the log thinking that the college kids are going to come back. Again, saying, we got your friend.
Yeah.
So, Chad and his trusty axe, which he loves, he's like, we're gonna take them on. We're gonna kill them before they kill us. It's clear that they want to kill all of them, right? I mean, that's what two hillbillies do. They go out to the woods to kill kids. I mean, I do it, but I'm just special that way. So, they make a plan, okay? Dale's digging a hole with Allison, who volunteers to help him dig this hole for the shitter.
The outhouse hole.
Outhouse hole. Shitter.
The shitter hole. He's like the crapper.
Your last name's Latrine? It used to be Shithouse.
Tracy Ullman is a national treasure.
Yeah, but the college kids think that Dale's making her dig her own grave. Because, yeah, that's what, that is what people do. So, okay. Makes sense. I believe that. And then Tucker's chipping wood. So they make this plan. They split up. And you've got Chad. You got Mike has his own pocket knife. And Mike's going to go after Tucker with the chipping wood. Well, he misses. And he yeets himself right into the wood chipper.
Yeah.
And Todd is going after Dale, but Allison pushes Dale out of the, calls Dale's name to give him a heads up. And Dale turns and hits her with the shovel. And they both fall. And Todd falls right onto a branch, which then also
impales him.
Well, his spear. He had a spear in his hand. That's when he falls on his own spear.
Mm-hmm.
So we're down two more college kids.
Yeah, he dies right on top of Dale.
But I love when Mike dies in the wood chipper and Tucker's pulling him out. And then your wood chipper finally gets jammed by his body and he's like, are you okay? That one.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
No, half his body is gone. He's clearly not okay.
Yeah, he clearly does not have the capability to answer you. It's hilarious. I love it.
Hey, my Zoom's not responding. Can you hear me still?
Yeah, I can still hear you.
So poor Tucker and Dale are just mystified as why these college kids are trying to commit suicide on their property. They think it's a death pact. They think they want Allie to, you know, to kill Allie. Luckily, though, Chuck comes back with the cop, and the cop throws them all into the cop car, three of them in the back seat, which, again, the back seat, like, you know, the doors lock, duh.
Mm-hmm.
And Chuck in the front, and the cop comes in, and he's talking to Tucker and Dale, and now he's warned him. It's the same one that pulled him over, and he warned him that the cabin was no good, and there's evil there, and blah, blah, blah. So he actually goes inside the cabin, but there's this one beam that if you push it the wrong way, this wood nails comes down and like swings down really hard. Well, unfortunately, the cop leans on that while he's talking to them, and it impales himself on his forehead.
Yeah, it impales his forehead with these really huge nails. Yeah, and he stumbles outside trying to make it to his cruiser so that he can radio for help before he dies. But he doesn't quite make it. And all the college kids scream and scream and scream.
And then, this is so great. This one, I think, is my favorite death in the present time. And I'm going to ask yours, which yours is it when we get to it, or if we've already gotten to it. But Chuck sees the gun of the cop, and he grabs the gun, and he heads towards Tucker and Dale, and he's trying to fire the gun, and Dale's like, the safety's
on. Oh, gosh, yes.
And he says, no, don't twirl around like that. Bang! Chuck's head is blown off.
Chuck blows his own head off.
The safety's on. He's trying to be so helpful. I love Dale. He's so innocent and sweet. I adore him.
He is. Like, Tucker's like, wanting to kill him because he's telling the kid how to fire the gun.
He yells at them to be more careful. You guys gotta be more careful. So Chad comes in, guns blazing, literally. He starts shooting at them. He lets the other college kids out of the back seat because they were all, you know, panicking, freaking out in the back seat, which they should have stayed there. That was hysterical.
Yeah.
But sadly, they get Tucker's dog, Tucker and Dale's dog, Janger.
Jangers.
I guess it's Dale's dog, sorry.
Dale's dog, yeah. Dang,
Dale's and dog, they Jane hold is. Him a gun against his head.
Poor Jane.
As hostage. Chad is such a Chad. I hate him. Well, Tucker sneaks out trying to rescue Janger. Is it Janger or Jangers?
Jangers.
Jangers, okay, thank you. Uh-huh. And they actually, they catch him. They catch Tucker and they hang him up by his toes. And they cut off his two fingers and send him to Dale as a warning.
Yeah, his first two fingers. Yeah, we got your friend. Try and get him.
They're his bowling fingers. They took his bowling fingers. Allison, meanwhile, is trying to keep everyone calm and simmered. But it's not working. You know what I mean? Like, she's trying to keep everyone calm, I guess, is the word. Yes. I guess, you know, right, rational. There's got to be a rational explanation. She's the wannabe
therapist.
Yes.
Who thinks that we just need to talk out the world's problems.
She's delusional. She has general psych. That's all she had.
Yeah.
Right. So in college class, she got to his general psych. But Dale goes out with a machete and finds Tucker. And he finally finds Mitchell, which is great. Mitchell's poor dead body. But anyway, he finds Tucker, cuts him down. And they go back to the cabin to try to hide out. Well, the college kids are back. And this time they split up where Chad and Naomi head into the cabin to look for Alice. And they're going to sneak in and steal her back if she's alive. And right. Allison convinces them all to sit down for a cup of tea and talk.
She just thinks we'll just clear this right up.
Right, right. Because Chad's insisting that she's got Stockholm syndrome. She's in love with Dale. This is, you know, this is stupid. But she gets him to sit down with Earl Grey. Because not chamomile, because, you know,
because that fucks with Chad's asthma.
It's an important plot point. Seems stupid at the time, but it's an important plot point.
Yeah, and they mentioned this one other time when Chad is, he's smoking a joint, and right after he inhales on the joint, he inhales on his inhaler.
Yes, it's like how I used to smoke when I puff, puff. It's pretty stupid. Anyway, he tells about the massacre. The Memorial Day Massacre is called, aka the Hillbilly.
The Hillbilly.
And that's when he's told the story before, but this is when he reveals that the one woman that survived was his mother, and that she went to the, and that's why, but this is why he's got a, what am I thinking? Like, discriminatory attitude towards hillbillies. What's the word I'm thinking of?
He's
biased.
Biased.
Against hillbillies.
Against hillbillies.
Yes. Well, while he's doing this, Jason and Chloe are sneaking around because Chad and Naomi hadn't returned. Well, Jason comes in with a weed whacker as his weapon. And he's charging Tucker, but Tucker moves and he gets Naomi's face. Poor Naomi. Poor Naomi. And we forgot to say this, but Chad had poured gasoline all over the cabin when they first got to it.
Yeah.
And Chloe lights a cigarette, not knowing that this has happened. And unfortunately, the cabin lights fire and explodes. With only Tucker, Dale, Allison, and then Chad getting out in time. They try to escape from Chad, who's on a murderous rampage at this point, in the truck, but they're not paying attention when Dale's driving.
Yeah, Dale's not paying attention when he's driving, and he drives them right into a tree.
So he's got a fault. I mean, not everyone's perfect. He can't drive. I mean, I'll accept it. Um, this is where the movie gets downhill for me. I'm like, oh, I know it's coming to an end, and it's like, Chad has stolen Allie. Because now it just, he's too far gone at this point. He just wants Allie. Mm-hmm. He's tied her up in an old sawmill, because that's what you do, right?
Yeah.
Because he's like one of those old-timey bad guys with the bad cap and the mustache and
he's
the monocle.
He's a freaking hipster. He just doesn't know it. He thinks he's a yuppie, but he's really a hipster.
Do you remember like old movies, like the old-fashioned, when they have the, you know what I'm talking about? Like you see them in cartoons too. And they have that dissonant music. I love those. It just reminds you of that tying him to the sawmill completely reminds you of he needs a monocle and a mustache.
Dastardly and.
Yes! That's perfect. Dastardly, yes. I want him to have a monocle now. Now I'm imagining him with a monocle. Okay. Remind me, Dale. Tucker is damaged from the. Was Tucker beaten up or was it just from the car accident that he's. Can't move. He's just stuck at the site. Was he? Did Chad beat the shit out of him? Do you remember?
I don't know. You don't know. I mean, Chad wasn't there.
Okay. Well, he was bleeding heavily, so he can't move. He can't. You think he's dying practically. So Dale, and Janger go after. Jangers goes to try to find Allie. Finds them there, and he frees her. And they end up finding, like, Chad's chasing them, and they end up finding this chest with these, like, these newspaper articles about the Memorial Day Massacre. And they see a picture of the one hillbilly that has committed all these.
Yes.
And they notice a distinct resemblance to Chad.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when they figure out that Chad's dad didn't die by the hillbilly. Chad's dad is the hillbilly massacre.
Yep.
And it kind of runs in the genes. Apple doesn't fall far from the cheese. Cheese?
What?
Trees. Although I kind of like apples and cheese together, so that kind of works.
Apple is so good with cheese.
It must be hungry. That must be what's up.
Oh my gosh. I wish I had apples now. I would love some apples and cheese.
Good cheddar. Okay. Yeah. No. So they tell Chad this and he's just epileptic with rage.
Yes.
And he's going to kill both of them. He's got a chainsaw and it's great. But then Dale... Dale throws powder at him, like some tea powder, the same stuff that's in chamomile, and he starts gasping for air, and he's like, and Dale's like, oh, he'll be okay as soon as he gets his, you know, we'll just get him his inhaler. But then unfortunately Chad falls out like a 3-story window from the hayloft of the barn and dies. Yeah. So I guess he won't be okay after all.
No,
that is a big yawn you're doing right there.
Don't say that. I'm trying to make sure that nobody can hear me yawn.
Am I boring you that much though?
What? No, I yawn when I'm hungry.
That's kind of weird, actually. You yawn when you're hungry?
Yes, it's a real thing. I talked to a nurse about it once.
I've never heard that before. It's interesting.
So, no, what happened was I took Nexium, and Nexium rewired my brain to make it so that I yawned when I was hungry. And now I just yawn when I'm hungry all the time.
Interesting.
What happens.
Okay.
Yep, the drug rewired my brain, and I didn't end up needing to be on it, so awesome. It also gave me migraines.
So bonuses all around, I guess.
Yeah, was great.
Christ.
This is what happens when you don't have insurance and you go to the doctor for something. The doctor can't really figure out what's wrong with you because you can't afford to get any testing done. So he just guesses what's wrong with you and prescribes you something. So then you end up taking a drug that you shouldn't be on.
Nice.
Yeah.
Hashtag healthcare USA. Anyway. And the movie ends with Tucker in the hospital. He's fine. The reporter and the cameraman from the very first scene reporting on the mass suicide of college students and a deranged killer that's still on the loose, because apparently Chad's not dead, as we see. And Dale's taking Allison out for a bowling date, and they kiss. And that's the end.
Yep.
Good movie.
Good movie.
Thoughts? Any new thoughts since we watched it the last time? Cass?
I'm thinking.
Oh, I thought you couldn't hear me. You're looking like Ray Charles there for a second.
Shut up. That's wow.
No, just the way you were like pursing your lips and moving your head around for a second.
Yeah, because I was thinking. I don't know. I don't think so.
Think like Ray Charles then, impressed, apparently.
Shut up.
Are you still thinking?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I haven't thought of anything.
Well, I enjoy it just as much as I always do. I mean, I forgot about the cop pulling over scene in the beginning. But everything else I remembered. But I still love it as much as I did the last time we saw it 3 years ago. So it still holds water for me.
Yep.
I still love the Chad.
Same for me. I enjoyed it. I don't think there was anything new to discover. I mean, I've seen it so many times. I just enjoyed it as I always did. But I knew what was going to happen and I remembered everything.
Did you know that this was shelved for 3 years before they released it?
No.
I don't know why. I mean, it's a good movie. I don't know why you bother shelving stuff like this. Like, shelve the crap stuff.
I don't know. You know, it didn't really have that big of a box office.
I don't remember it getting a huge release either.
Uh-uh.
Which is surprising. And I didn't realize that the hat that Tyler wore, Dale. Yeah, it was his idea to wear. It's actually this, it's Giver.
Mm-hmm.
It's the, I read that it was the Canadian equivalent of Get Her Done. Which, okay. I did not know that. So I learned something new.
I had a feeling it had something to do with that.
I figured it was just like a giver, like a giving kind of person. Like, he's a giver, you know? I'm going to, since we've watched so many movies since then, though, I'm going to honestly give this a new rating.
Okay.
Because we've seen so many movies, so crappy movies, some good movies. I think I gave it like a 7 last time, I think I gave it a 7 last time. This time, I'm going to go higher because I enjoy it a lot, except for the very end where it just seems to draw on a little bit when we're at the sawmill part. But I mean, I get that it's pointful, but I don't know, it's just no longer funny anymore. It's kind of like, I don't know, just that part bothers me for some reason. I'm going to go like an 8.362.
Okay.
How about you?
I don't remember what I gave it the first time around, but I also am going to give it a new rating because I agree. We've watched a lot of movies since then. And so since we're looking back, we can also compare with the present. So I'm going to say, even though I don't remember what I gave it the first time, I'm going to give it a 9 this time.
You gave it an 8 last time. So that's an upper too. We've seen a lot of crappy ass movies.
Yeah, we
have. Let's be honest. there's been a new fan fiction since the last time we reviewed this. And it's called Tucker and Dale and Allison versus Evil Again. And it's a sequel to the movie. After graduating college, Allison goes with Tucker and Dale to finish their vacation home after it was destroyed previously. However, an old enemy returns and is able to manipulate more teenagers into believing Tucker and Dale are evil hillbillies. There will be blood.
Great.
So, nice.
You like to see that.
interesting, you know, since it's the first time we've redone a movie, that there's been a new fan fiction since then, especially since this movie's so old that there wasn't that many fan fiction to begin with. So,
right.
Anything else you want to add, Cass?
No, I think I'm good. I was excited to do this. I enjoyed looking back at the movie and I enjoyed seeing it again and revisiting it for the episode.
Me too.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I guess we should camp and get the fuck out then. What do you say?
We are part of the Morbidly Beautiful Podcast Network. MorbidlyBeautiful.com is your place for all things horror. You can find anything you're looking for related to horror. They have just a whole slew of incredibly talented content creators, writers, you know, everything. You can find anything. So go there, check it out, and find your next horror film to watch and fall in love with. We are hosted by anchor.fm. We are on all the social medias at Podcast at Night on Facebook. We have a Facebook group that's pretty fun, and we have an Instagram and a Twitter. We also have a Threadless store where you can find merch. But even if you don't have a bunch of money to spend, but you still want to help support the show somehow, we would love that. Word of mouth is always a great way to spread the word and help us out. But also you can go to Apple Podcasts, leave us a 5-star review and screenshot it, send it to us. We will send you a free vinyl sticker for your trouble. All you have to do is send it to podcastatnight@gmail.com. That's all from me. So I will just say goodbye from chaos and stay bloodthirsty, friends.
Good night from Carnage. And as always, we are broadcast in front of a live studio audience of napping cats. My cat snore.